This is another DAM podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Matthew Patulski. Matthew, how are you?
I'm good, Henrik. How are you?
Great. Matthew, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Henrik, for the past 7 years, I was the digital asset management solution manager for Capgemini's global marketing and communications team. Capgemini is a global systems integrator with 140,000 people in 40 countries. As a member of their global marketing team, there's about 700 of us. The need for a DAM solution came about after doing 2 years of business-to-business video that we had to have something more consistent and robust to deliver either brand assets to produce content or to deliver finished content. And we realized that moving video around the organization had become a pain point. So developed a brief and a budget and worked with our stakeholders to identify some potential solutions, including digital asset management. And once that was approved, started building this platform out, which is what I've been doing for the last 7 years.
How do you see APIs and digital asset management working together?
APIs, or application programming interface, is a means to connect different applications to each other to accomplish work that's outside of a particular application's core functionality. Its impact on DAM is that it all of a sudden allows a digital asset management application to become part of a constellation of applications and with that develop workflow. We developed an API specifically so that we could integrate our tens of thousands of videos and brochures and photographs with our corporate intranet. We commissioned an API that would allow us to integrate our CMS that was driving our intranet with our DAM application. Behind the scenes, though, the CMS is talking to the DAM through the API, in essence, an XML feed, instigating a series of searches to find the file location, to find the dimensions, to find the poster frame, and it's dropping it into that CMS. We have eliminated the pain point of downloading that file, then uploading that back into the CMS. When we adopted DAM into the Capgemini marketing communications team, we also leveraged Capgemini's relationship with Amazon Web Services and hosted all of this in the Amazon cloud. This solution is optimized for delivery anywhere in the Capgemini organization in 40 countries. We eliminated the upload-download-upload of constantly having to move a file into the CMS. Oh, that file changes. You have to put a new file. We eliminated that because the DAM always had the original file. But then we leveraged the cloud itself and the massive bandwidth of the cloud to deliver that video anywhere the intranet was being viewed. That could be in India, that could be in New York City, it could be in Paris. It didn't matter. Everybody got the same high-quality presentation. The other one is when you use your DAM application to leverage another application's API. In this instance, we were leveraging YouTube. We built an integration that would allow a resource-based instance to talk to YouTube via YouTube's API. A secure connection between the two platforms allowed us to push HD quality video from our application with the correct title, the descriptions, the keywords, everything that went into that record straight into YouTube. 2 minutes later, it's live, it's online. We've got a link that then we're dropping into emails, we're putting out into social media, we're pushing out as part of a marketing plan. If we didn't have that API connection between YouTube's API and our DAM, again, we'd be downloading something from the DAM, uploading it into YouTube, an hour later, a video would be published. Capgemini in 2014 published over 400 videos to YouTube. That's a video a day. So we've all of a sudden saved somebody an hour a day, 400 hours of just watching a file go up into YouTube. That's the value of the API. You're saving time. You're driving consistency. You are leveraging applications outside of the core competency of the DAM.
Matthew, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with DAM?
Henrik, that's an interesting question because in my experience with DAM, some of the biggest challenges have also resulted in some of our biggest successes. I would say the biggest challenge that I have had the challenges have never been technical. They've never been a piece of software or a server or a file format or a metadata issue. It's never something technical. Those are everyday challenges. You should expect that. The biggest challenge I've probably have had has been around culture. The concept of DAM and integrating that into the marketing communications culture of a distributed organization was a much bigger challenge than I expected, because adopting DAM requires your teammates and your organization to change how it goes about doing work. In Capgemini, with distributed teams, people scattered all over the planet, bringing in a digital asset management solution on one hand centralizes all of that activity in that it puts all of your brand assets, all of your templates, all of your legal material to go to market, to create internally and externally. That first action is to put all of that in one place so everybody can find those logos and find those InDesign templates and those intros and outros to video. And all of a sudden, a light bulb goes off in your team. This cultural change happens, and they realize, well, wait a minute, I can do my work more efficiently because this is the right logo. I don't have to go find it. And that kind of aha moment with the light bulb doesn't happen until people actually see it. You can spend weeks or months talking to people about how digital asset management is going to change their life as a professional, but until you show them that moment of, oh, all my logos are in one place, that's when it starts making sense. So what I realized in evangelizing and rolling out this platform was I needed to find those kinds of moments, and I needed to find those persons who are interested in talking about the tool, in evangelizing the application, in talking about it, not just with me, but with people I've never met, their teammates, their managers, literally have them show their coworkers what I had just shown them. It's an abstraction until somebody can use it. It's extra work until somebody finds a reason for it. But as we gathered those up and then started building processes around those and sharing the success stories, in particular with video and with presentations and with from there it's moved into photography and collateral and graphics. All of a sudden, as soon as people could find a use case that made sense to them and what they were doing, they became power users because they were empowered. Mm-hmm. And what has happened over the last 5 years or so with Capgemini's DAM is that we've seen this exponential growth in user sessions and exponential growth in consumption. In 2009, we had no video impressions on the corporate intranet. In 2014, we had 325,000 video impressions, page views of video content delivered from our DAM. So those challenges begat those successes. Somebody found a reason to use the application to deliver video, and they shared it with a colleague.
Matthew, what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
If I had one piece of advice to DAM professionals and to those persons aspiring to be DAM professionals, get to know your client first. Set aside your application choice, set aside your server environment, all of that. Get to know the client and what they're trying to accomplish. Be a good listener. It's very important, because they're going to tell you the direction you need to go as a solution architect or as an administrator. Tell you what kind of governance you need, the pace at which you might roll out features or scale that you need to start at. That initial conversation, that goes back to what I was saying earlier about culture. And whether you're just starting out or whether you've been doing this for 15 years, it all comes back to culture and listening.
Great. Well, thanks, Matthew.
You're welcome.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. For this and 150 other podcast episodes, including transcripts of every interview, go to anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.